up anywhere. And this is the sound of an electrified car that you can charge at home. Sounds like the same car, right? Why choose between petrol and a full electric driving experience? Choose the best of both worlds. Toyota CHR plug-in hybrid. Now available at 1.9% APR representative with £2,500 deposit contribution. Visit your nearest Toyota centre to find out more.
Available on PCP over 42 months when financed through Toyota Financial Services by 7th of January 2025. Optional final payment. Indemnities may be required. See website. Conditions apply.
Play the online casino with winnings out of this world at maxmillions.com. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org. Please play responsibly.
You all right, guys?
I need the
kitchen.
The office.
The lounge.
The living room for a meeting.
For my spin class.
For live stream.
For my game.
I need it to watch the footy.
When everyone's caning the broadband, EE's new Wi-Fi 7 router makes every device work better, even yours.
Hello, guys.
And knead the dough like this.
Turn it up. Let's go, team.
New Smart Wi-Fi Pro, exclusively from EE.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fibre plans. Terms apply.
Make morning simple with 25% off coffee and pastries at Cafe Nero when you take out the qualifying product, so compare the market.
Nero, oh, oh,
we in the coffee
and a cinnamon twirl.
Man, I feel like a Nero.
App only, one membership per year, two codes per day, 25% off barista-made drinks and pastries, exclusions and T's and C's apply.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
Top stories this hour. Single-use vapes are going to be banned across the UK by next summer under government plans. Ministers want shops to sell off stock before June the 1st. They hope it'll tackle the problem of them ending up in landfill and stop a rise in the number of children taking up the habit. Sarah Jackson from University College London isn't sure about that, though.
It's not the fact that vapes are disposable that's why people are using them. People like them for all sorts of other reasons. They're cheap, easy to use, the branding. And popular disposable brands have already started to sell very similar rechargeable products for affordable prices.
A woman's been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter following the deaths of three people in a care home in Dorset. Police say carbon monoxide poisoning is their primary line of inquiry. It's claimed the special educational needs system is financially unsustainable and in urgent need of reform. A new government report says families and children lack confidence in the system with not enough school places and long waiting lists. Richard Orchard Rose from the charity SOS SEN. He's not surprised by the findings.
They are finding that local authorities are removing provisions. They feel that they are just basically being pushed down the road. SEN Children are not actually at the forefront of these decisions. Instead, it's the decisions of, from a budgetary perspective, that's just leaving a lot of children in the lurch.
The Education Secretary says she's determined to rebuild families' confidence in the system. Police in Northern Ireland said they'll be reaching out to victims of domestic abuse in the coming weeks who've previously been deemed high risk. It follows the murders of seven women there so far this year. Jeff Capes, who won the world's strongest man title twice, has died aged 75. He also competed for Britain in the shot put at three Olympic Games and won two golds in the Commonwealth Games. And Greggs have opened their first ever champagne bar in Newcastle, allowing diners to pair a glass of bubbly with a steak bake or a sausage roll. Ian White's from the bakery. He says it's fancy.
It's all of the Greggs favourites you would expect, but just accompanied by a kind of a range of special dipping sauces, and obviously all accompanied by champagne, either by the glass or by the bottle, depending on how flush you're feeling.
Fine and sunny day for most of us, with the odd shower in Wales and Western England. Highs of 17 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Nove
on Magic Classical.
Morning. A quotation for the day. James McIntosh, born this day in 1765. It is right to be contented with what we have, never with what we are.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Maple Leaf Rag of Scott Joplin, played by Joshua Rifkin. At 7 minutes past eight on this Thursday, the 24th of October. Welcome to Magic Classical Breakfast. Charles with you, live and direct from Magic Classical East Midlands. And I hope Thursday is responding to treatment at this early stage. Question of the day, Mark 2 will be along to bother us as we get closer to half past 8. For Mark 1, we had Neris saying, thanks for getting my brain moving this early in the day. And I was just a bit worried that the brain might be moving independently. I've had an update. Can confirm the rest of me's moving too, although very reluctantly. But that's a great relief. Never know what that brain of yours could be up to if allowed free rein. Be scarpering out the door. Carry on. Question of the day, Mark 2, as I say, closer to half past 8. Now, the good news is, for the next few minutes, it's spring. We'll bypass the worst of winter and head for spring with the first symphony, the Spring Symphony, of Schumann. This is the second movement with the Munich Philharmonic Orchestra to play it. Thank you. Pablo Eras Casado conducting the Munich Philharmonic Orchestra, Schumann. The Spring Symphony, spring has sprung as far as Schumann's concerned, and that was the second movement. excuse me, have you caught our Sunday evening request show yet? Sunday evening, 7 o'clock, Darren Reddick is the man presiding with your requests, and if you would care to join him and lob a request in, email address classicalrequests@magic.co.uk. classicalrequests@magic.co.uk. Darren's the man, Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. As for this morning, Penny Smith is back. It's book club day, so C.J. Cook, the author, today joining the book club to tell us about A Haunting in the Arctic, not the Attic. Mind you, never, it could be up there. Haunting in the Arctic's the indie fiction book of the month. We'll hear about that and about her latest novel, The Book of Witching. C.J. Cook in the Magic Classical Book Club with Penny after 10 this morning. Before we get to 10, after 9...
Magic Classical presents Screen Time.
Including today. Just a little taster of things to come of a screen-related nature coming up in Screen Time after 9. Now, Duomo playing Alanis Morissette. You ought to know. That treatment of Alanis Morissette's You Ought to Know. Well, you may or may not know the answer to question of the day, Mark 2. We'll soon find out, though, won't we? It'll be on the way as we nudge closer to 8:30. On the way sooner than that, some Delib with the excellent trumpeting of Lucien Renaudin-Vary. That's on the way next.
This is Magic Classical with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ruth, mum to Naomi, who survived a stroke at just 8.
It was Naomi who suffered, or as we're learning to say, she's a survivor of this stroke. But it impacted our whole family. It impacted us as parents, her grandparents, her aunts, her uncles, her cousins, her brothers, the whole community. We were all impacted. So to have the strength and that support of the Stroke Association was just invaluable.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
Sounds like the same car, right? Why choose between petrol and a full electric driving experience? Choose the best of both worlds. Toyota CHR plug-in hybrid. Now available at 1.9% APR representative with £2,500 deposit contribution. Visit your nearest Toyota centre to find out more.
Available on PCP over 42 months from finance through Toyota Financial Services by 7th of January 2025. Optional final payment. Indemnities may be required. See website. Conditions apply.
Next.
Hi, just these, thanks. Do you do cashback?
Just need to check you're not a robot first. New security policy.
Okay.
How many traffic lights can you see out the window?
Two.
No, that's wrong.
Right, well, obviously I'm not a robot.
That's what a robot would say.
What a load of malarkey. Smarty keeps things simple, like 5 gig for just £5 on a flexible one-month plan. Less malarkey, more Smarty. Search Smarty Mobile.
Are you an absolutely huge fonter? Or a zoom inner? Perhaps you're an arm stretched out like a zombie when holding a newspaperer. Or a squint so tightly at the menu the waiter thinks you're sleeping. At Specsavers, we get it. You don't want to admit it's time to become a glasses wearer. That's okay. We're ready to see you whenever you're ready to see properly. Book an eye test at specsavers.co.uk so you can see clearer. Okay. We'll stop with the ears now.
Say hello to Rayo, the way to listen to Magic Classical.
This is a message to anyone who hasn't had their coffee. You get a rich, strong, barista-made coffee. Sounds amazing, doesn't it? An oh-so-flaky all-butter croissant and a deliciously juicy innocent juice from £5.99 until 11 a.m. So get up and go grab a deal at Costa. Costa Coffee. Price stated in select stores. Exclusions apply. Subject to availability. Full T's and C's at costa.co.uk.
On the M8, there are long delays towards Glasgow near Paisley, where there's been an accident. On the hard shoulder before 26 at Hillington, but queues from Erskine Bridge. Delays going north on the A1M to Durham at 62, at least an extra 10 minutes. Tailbacks near Leeds on the M62 towards Bradford, where there's an obstruction at junction 26, Chain Bar. Heavy going M1 Leicestershire near Lutterworth, joining the M1 from the M6 repairs. And Hampshire, a delay going north on the A3 at Clanfield, where there's a breakdown. There's more on our website.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
told you that trumpeting would be good. Lucienne Renaudin-Vary is brilliant. And she was there with the Orchestre National de Lille, playing Delibes' Les Filles de Cadiz. On Magic Classical. Now, time for question of the day, Mark 2. Mark 1, the answer was yes, you can. Took us from look to leap via a reasonably circuitous route. Question of the day, Mark 2, exercising the imagination. Imagine a square piece of paper. Imagine folding it twice to make a smaller square. Now imagine cutting it in half diagonally. How many pieces of paper do you end up with? 61054, the text number, starting your message with the word classical. Email charles@magic.co.uk. So, imagine a square piece of paper. Imagine folding it twice to make a smaller square. Now imagine cutting it in half diagonally. How many pieces of paper do you end up with? We shall see. This side of 8 o'clock. The word imagine has just come back to me. There's an organisation I once did some work for which decided that imagine was the word to take everything forward. And so the buildings were plastered with signs with imagine written on it in big letters. Of course, it was about 5 minutes before somebody with a marker pen got started and wrote underneath, not spending a load of money on this sort of rubbish. Anyway, different times elsewhere. We'll see what we make of this one before 9 o'clock. Now, this is Alexis French. He's clearly ahead of the game with the demise of the disposable vapes. This is called Exhale. Alexis French and the City of Prague Philharmonic. That is Exhale. Very cool pianist, Alexis French, and a very cool hat wearer as well. And a tremendous chap. Question of the day, Mark 2 today. Imagine a square piece of paper. Imagine folding it twice to make a smaller square. Now imagine cutting it in half diagonally. How many pieces of paper do you end up with? 61054, the text number, starting your message with the words classical, and by email it's charles@magic.co.uk. Headlines this morning at 8.32, single-use vapes will be banned across the UK by next summer under government plans. Ministers want shops to sell off stock before a deadline of June the 1st. They hope to tackle the problem of disposable vapes ending up in landfill and also halt a rise in the number of children taking up the vaping habit. A woman's been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter following the deaths of three people in a care home in Dorset. Police say carbon monoxide poisoning is their primary line of inquiry. And it's claimed the special educational needs system is financially unsustainable and in urgent need of reform. A new government report says families and children lack confidence in the system, with not enough school places and long waiting lists. Weather on the windy side, with cloud and a few showers to the west, drier and brighter for central and eastern parts. Tonight staying dry to the east, turning wetter for the west and north. Then tomorrow looks at the moment unsettled, with many parts seeing some rain. Magic Classical with some Benjamin Britten now, and the playful pizzicato from his Simple Symphony. One of those tunes that can trigger a rewarding round of the parlour game, Old What Did That Feature In? Which is, I don't know if that's a better or worse game than Who's That Actor? Oh, you know, Old Thingamabob, him, he's in the, that show, that, yeah. hours of frustrating entertainment to be had. The Playful Pizzicato, that was from Benjamin Britten's Simple Symphony. And I reckon it was in a commercial for a bank years ago on the telly, quite a while back. Can't remember any further details, but, you know, that's as far as I get with it. It's played by the English Chamber Orchestra, the man himself, Benjamin Britten, conducting. Wandering into Thursday in a slightly haphazard fashion with Magic Classical, but that's the way we roll and wander. Sort out question of the day, mark 2 before 9. After 9, more from film and telly.
Magic Classical, the home of Penny Smith. Here every weekday morning from 10 and working with the Stroke Association.
Join me every day for the Penny for Your Thoughts brain teaser, the quiz of the day, and the Magic Classical listener in residence is going to share some of their favourite tunes across the working week. Also, I chat to some of the biggest names in the world of arts and entertainment.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association, providing support for all stroke survivors for as long as it takes. Learn more at magic.co.uk.
Join the millions using Trainline SplitSave Sorcery to save an average of £13 on your train ticket.
Abracash, Dabra, Spendium, Lessicus, Moneyus, Orpheum.
Whoa! How do you do it, wise wizard?
Download the Trainline app and start saving today. Great journeys start with Trainline.
Average saving for bookings from March 1st to October 31st, 2023. Comparing SplitSave fare versus next cheapest fare available to a Trainline customer. Subject to SplitSave fares being available.
We don't have enough staff to clean a whole office block, I'm afraid.
Meg's new cleaning firm has been turning down some big jobs. To ensure it doesn't happen again, she needs to get her hiring done and dusted.
But I'm hoping we can be of service very soon.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Sponsor a job on Indeed to unlock more tools that save you time and help you hire quality candidates. To start hiring, visit Indeed.com/try today.
At Vision Express, I step out feeling confident.
Pay monthly with the Vision Express Eye Care Plan. Until 30th of November 2024, save 25% on glasses, which means you get two pairs from just £5.40 a month. Plus, a free advanced eye test, including an OCT 3D scan, breakage and loss protection, and more. Vision Express. Express your vision. Two-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Next.
Hi, just these, thanks. Do you do cashback?
Just need to check you're not a robot first. New security policy.
Okay.
How many traffic lights can you see out the window?
Two.
No, that's wrong.
Right, well, obviously I'm not a robot.
That's what a robot would say.
What a load of malarkey. Smarty keeps things simple, like 5 gig for just £5 on a flexible one-month plan. Less malarkey, more Smarty. Search Smarty Mobile.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
It's so easy. It's really so easy. You just pop the stuff in a box and send it away. I'm already on box 3. Well, I'm going to save the money. I'm popping it all in a little pot and saving up for a holiday. It's a brilliant way of spring cleaning.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
Okay, Trev, give me fierce. Now give me passion. Pout.
Huh?
And more sass.
What? Connie, I just need a photo for my passport.
Shoot like a pro with our expert Canon cameras. There's more iconic to Argos. Argos.co.uk and in stores subject to availability.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
it's Yolanda Brown here, and I'd love for you to keep me company on my show this Sunday, especially as my mini classic has a spooky twist, perfect for this time of year. We're diving into a story filled with unrequited love, mysterious visions, and even a witch's Sabbath. So join me this Sunday at 12, if you can, or catch up anytime on the Rayo app.
Andrea Bocelli getting the rapturous reception with the New York Philharmonic and Nessun Dorma, work of Puccini. Now, 10 to 9, let's sort out question of the day, Mark 2. Imagine a square of piece of paper. Imagine folding it twice to make a smaller square. Now imagine cutting it in half diagonally. How many pieces of paper do you end up with? Now imagine another cup of coffee, actually. Mug looking empty. I don't have a very good imagination, says Ricelip Pete, so I used a piece of junk mail to physically do it, and I had five pieces, but now I'm thinking of Gene Wilder singing Pure Imagination. Well, don't let me stop you. Jane here, Cardiff, says, two seems too obvious. I would have tried it myself, but if I have folded paper and scissors in front of me, I just end up making a paper chain of some sort, or a mess. So I'm guessing at two anyway. Indeed. And are you allowed scissors after the last time? Oh, as long as it's the ones with the curved blade. Yeah, no pointy bits. Fair enough. Grumpalong, who says, he's an honest cheat, an oxymoron if ever there was one. I know the wording in the question stipulated imagining the various operations required. Afraid the only thing I could imagine was what I'm going to do with my imaginary prize, so I actually did it. And it's five. I see. Marilyn and Derek, the topless motorists, reporting from a very dewy Melton Mowbray. Not very helpful when you've got the grass to mow. Yes, it's trying to find a day when it's dry enough. It's really tricky, isn't it? Using our square post-it notepad, we carried out a practical check. And we got four pieces. Oh, practical test, eh? Slightly sunny in Nottingham. The answer depends on where you make the cut. Oh, Katie may be onto something. If you cut through where all the folds meet, i.e. what was the middle of the original, you get two pieces. If you cut across the other diagonal, you get five. This reminds me of making snowflakes or chains of paper people, where you unfold it at the end. And instead of having something intricate, you have lots of individual pieces. There's a mess on the floor now, isn't there? I know. I'm in the bathroom, says Kelly. Having been in the shower when you read out question two, so I had to imagine this. It feels like the number of pieces will depend which way you cut it. I think cutting through the centre fold will produce four right-angled triangles, but cutting the other diagonal will give five, four right-angled triangles on a square. But this may be wrong, as I have no paper and scissors to hand to check. However, in Bristol, according to Kelly, blue skies suddenly abound. Yay! What a result! Let's see what it says here. Four or five, depending on which diagonal you used. It doesn't say anything about showers. Marvellous. Well done. Questions of the day resume tomorrow, usual times. Now, this is the Toccata, written and played by Francesco Tristano. composition of Francesco Tristano, his Toccata. On the question of Benjamin Britten's playful pizzicato and what it was in, morning Dave, Dave Tilley, who says, I think it was an ad for Williams & Glynn's Bank, or the bank it became, RBS. Aha, could be onto something. And Ricelip Pete says, I think it was the one with the animated stick figures made of pipe cleaners walking about. Possibly Royal Bank of Scotland. Creepy, says Ricelip Pete. Yep, I think so. Well done. News update for 9 coming up, and then it'll be screen time with some shirt ripping for starters today.
Ticketos, Breticus!
Join the millions using Trainline's SplitSave sorcery to save an average of £13 on your train ticket.
Abracash, Dabra, Spendium, Lesicus, Moneyus, Orpheum!
Whoa! How do you do it, wise wizard?
Download the Trainline app and start saving today. Great journeys start with Trainline.
Average saving for bookings from March 1st to October 31st, 2023. Comparing SplitSave fare versus next cheapest fare available to a Trainline customer. Subject to SplitSave fares being available.
The chat would be lost without him. Oh, more Fox Fight videos. It's sweet. And constant. I mean, what kind of a phone contract is he on?
Well, here at Tesco Mobile, we've frozen the price of his contract with Club Card prices, so he doesn't have to worry about his price going up. Shall I sign you up too?
Go on then.
It pays to be connected. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Terms apply. See tescomobile.com/frozen prices.
Connie, this is the best night ever.
Yeah.
Such banging tunes. Oh, Connie, feel that bass.
Yeah, I can feel it, Trev.
What's this venue called again?
The Kitchen.
Gotta come here again.
DJ like a pro with our top-of-the-line Bose speakers. There's more to Argos. Argos.co.uk and in stores subject to availability.
What makes you feel good?
A hot cup of tea.
The smell of freshly cut grass.
Switching the home insurance with AgeCo feels good. They're owned by Age UK and give their profits to the charity. And there's no extra cost for paying monthly.
Switch with AgeCo today for insurance you can feel good about. Visit ageco.co.uk to get your quote now. Home insurance provided by Liverpool Victoria Insurance Company Limited.
Okay, Trev, give me fierce. Now give me passion. Pout.
Huh?
And more sass.
What? Connie, I just need a photo for my passport.
Shoot like a pro with our expert Canon cameras. There's more
iconic
to Argos. Argos.co.uk and in stores subject to availability.
This is the sound of a car that can fill up anywhere. And this is the sound of an electrified car that you can charge at home. Sounds like the same car, right? Why choose between petrol and a full electric driving experience? Choose the best of both worlds. Toyota CHR plug-in hybrid. Now available at 1.9% APR representative with £2,500 deposit contribution. Visit your nearest Toyota centre to find out more.
Available on PCP over 42 months with finance through Toyota Financial Services by 7th of January 2025. Optional final payment. Indemnities may be required. See website. Conditions apply.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power.
Households who shift weekday peak usage by 40% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage caps. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Sounds like someone's lowered prices with their Tesco Club card. Like 6 Muller Corner Yoghurts, now only £2.50, down from £4. With Tesco Club card, everyone can feel the to lower prices. Tesco, every little helps.
Majority of large stores ends 3rd of December. Club card are up required.
I'm here with Charlie Bigham. What's cooking, Charlie?
My classic fish pie, made with succulent salmon and delicately smoked haddock, smothered with bechamel and parsley sauce, and all topped off with the richest, butteriest mash and a golden mature cheddar topping.
You had me at succulent.
An unbeatable classic. Cheers.
Delicious. Tastes like home.
You know you don't actually live here, right?
Huh. Charlie Bigham's.
Handmade in my kitchen. Cooked in yours.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
the top stories this hour. Single-use vapes will be banned in the UK by next summer. Legislation is being laid out in Parliament, which means they'll no longer be able to be sold or supplied from the 1st of June. Businesses will have until then to sell any remaining stock and get ready for the changes. Culture Secretary Lisa Nandy thinks it'll be a positive move.
We hope that it will help to break this cycle where children are getting into the habit of vaping at younger and younger ages. You see them discarded all over the place, and it's not pleasant at all for people to have to deal with.
A 60-year-old woman's being questioned over the deaths of three people at a care home in Dorset yesterday, thought to be a possible carbon monoxide poisoning. Police say they want to work out if any grossly negligent actions have been taken at the home in Swanage. Police say they're reopening their investigation into a crash which killed 2 8-year-old girls outside a school in Wimbledon. It had previously been announced the driver wouldn't face criminal charges. Scotland Yard says it's now found a number of lines of inquiry that require further examination. Industry experts say if nightclubs continue to close at the current rate in the UK, there'll be none left in 5 years' time. 37% of venues have closed in the last 4 years. The Nighttime Industries Association has found 7 out of 10 businesses are barely breaking even. The King's been welcomed to Samoa with a traditional tea ceremony. His Majesty was also presented with a pig for feasting. And guide dog puppies are being taken to a spooky attraction to get them ready for Halloween next week. Pups have been round the likes of the London